The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
On? Hello?
Is this thing on?
Hi. Okay, guys, we are back with headlines. And again, we have Lisa Vanderpump. She's been in the headlines a lot lately. And this one's about her restaurant. We touched down on it last week. She admits that Pump Restaurant's future is uncertain, but promises we will be open tonight. Lisa Vanderpump is setting the record straight on her West Hollywood restaurant. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills alumni reacts to reports that Pump is leaving its famous WeHo location after a decade. We've been in the Pump location for 10 years, have a great relationship with the landlord, she said in a statement to People on Wednesday, noting that we are currently discussing re-signing our lease over the next few months, but haven't made a decision and will be open tonight and come pumping, whatever. Okay, so
come pumping,
I don't know. So she is admitting that their future is uncertain. It sounds like a landlord situation, totally relate to that. And then I think Lisa is a little upset with Teddy because she put out a tweet. Okay, no, Pump Restaurant will be open as normal. Fake news. Oh, and no, I didn't pay cast members to sleep together for ratings. Hashtag Pump Rules. They do that on their own. Hashtag fake news. Have a beautiful day, everybody.
So, AKA by this tweet, I am cueing anybody that has a dog or a flower as an Instagram pic to go and attack.
Wait, Teddy. What do you mean? This is a response to somebody else's tweet? Is that what it was?
No, whenever she publicly does these things, it's so that then she opens up the form of communication to go after that other person.
Oh, I thought you meant she responded. Somebody said something about her orchestrating this sleep together. And she was responding to it, or she just put that out there?
Oh, she put that out there because I made a joke about it on Melissa's podcast.
Oh, I thought
podcast.
She was just responding to somebody with
no, a, she was saying
with a nose as a iconic picture. But you know, there is a post recently from Queens of Bravo, a realtor post about Pump listing coming soon. So it looks like there's a real estate post. I can't even read it. Can you read it? Because I don't have my glasses on.
I can't. Well,
it's
I
very
mean,
little.
I think the big thing is Faces by Bravo reports Pump allegedly had an eviction notice posted on it during Super Bowl weekend, a month before this news of liquor license suspension, TomTom renewed. And then, but then what they wrote that actually was, you know, interesting is the irony of Ken and Lisa offering to bail the Toms out in these last two episodes while allegedly not paying their own rent is rich. Pump rules, deck of cards.
Okay. If you've had a brick and mortar before.
Which I have not.
Okay. It's a little different. And they might be fighting over something. There might be like the landlord like raised the lease and it wasn't warranted and it wasn't agreed upon. They're obviously thinking about moving location. So I think there's more to it than we know, because I seriously doubt that Lisa Vanderpump doesn't have money to pay her rent.
I don't care. I want the, you know, businesses to do well. I think that the fact that we continue to talk about the scandal of it all shows that we want more people to go watch the show.
It's a good.
I watched it last night. It's good. We finally got Ariana's statement, which all of it. I mean, one, she looks stunning in that photo and that beautiful dress. She looks like an angel. And it's, hi, where to begin? I want to express my most sincere gratitude for the outpouring of love and support I have received from friends, family, and people I've never met in the last 2 weeks. When I have felt like I couldn't even stand, you all have given me the strength to continue and seen me through my darkest hours. To say I've been devastated and broken is an understatement. However, I know I am not in this alone. So many of my closest friends are also grieving this loss right now and reeling from this betrayal on so many levels. I'm so effing lucky to have the best support system in the world and hope I can repay every single person for the love you have shown me. But this line is the kicker. What doesn't kill me better run. Love,
ooh.
Ariana.
Ooh, that was a good one.
That final
line. Have you heard any inside information? I know you talked to some of the cast. Do you know anything new? Like, are they living together still? Did he move out? Is he sleeping on someone's couch? Does he have an apartment? Are they selling the house? Do you know any of this?
I think they're still living in the same place, allegedly, trying to figure out next steps. But I do think, I mean, you could see on last night's episode when he saw Raquel walk in. I don't know if they were sleeping together at this point, but you could see his eyes light up when he saw Raquel. When she walked into the guys' night. I saw his
I didn't pay that much attention to
it.
Oh,
I was like a hawk.
Is episode 5 the recent one or is there
episode 6?
Oh, I haven't seen that one. I saw 5.
Oh,
so
my
I'm gonna
gosh.
Have to. So what is the line in it that Andy basically says, you would think we re-edit this or recut it?
Because there's a thing that goes on between Lala and last night was the episode where she Raquel hooks up with Oliver Garcelle's son. And it's kind of Lala.
Wait, so they're in Vegas and she was kissing him.
Yeah.
Oh, but then I did see that one.
No, but then it continues on. Then what happens is after Raquel hooks up with him, she comes in the room drunk and is like eating in the bed. And the girls, if this hadn't have happened with Scandoval, it would have looked very Mean Girls. Like the girls are just like tearing Raquel to shreds.
Because
Raquel's
she...
listening from the side. And then Raquel comes in and has a conversation with Lala. And she pretty much is like, you don't even have a man for me to steal. Once Lala says to her, I wouldn't trust you drunk around my man. That's what I think Andy's talking about. Because
see previews of that.
Yeah. So I think there's just already so much. And then all of Katie's confessionals are pretty much like, I wouldn't trust her. She has a sole interest in other people's boyfriends. Husband, like she's not interested if it's not one of her friends,
right? Well, I will tell you who I think is an absolute angel is James's girlfriend.
I think in order to be with James, you can't fully be an angel.
She is just so sweet and
well,
so innocent.
Why didn't she tell the
so
mom
kind?
Then? Actually, I was drugged to one of his DJ's things with my friend and met him the same exact way Raquel did.
I know, I saw that. Well. Maybe
don't
it wasn't...
play it, toy. You went to go see the.
Maybe
Vanderpump
she did, Bulls. And they didn't show it. You know how that goes. Maybe
well, they
she
showed
did.
It in the confessional after. But
yeah, no, we'll find out nice. At the when is the reunion filming?
I think it's next week, and allegedly we have no idea. to both Sheena and Raquel cannot be together.
Because there's a restraining order.
Because there's a restraining order. But, I mean, we got to get back to Housewives, guys. But keep watching Vanderpump Rules. It's really good. Clearly, I was making a joke about thinking she paid them to do it. That being said, anybody that's on a reality show is paid to cause shit. So,
okay, now you just double down. You don't think for one second Lisa Vanderpump paid anybody to say, okay, just leave it at that.
For one second, I think you're paid to be on Orange County to bring the drama.
For sure.
Every single person.
Yeah.
That's on a reality show is paid to do just that. Do right. I think Lisa Vanderpump's pulling 20s out of her freaking pocket? No.
Well, maybe.
Do I think she incentivized her to cheat? No. Do I think, you know, if you want to make it on a reality show, at some point you're going to have to do some shit? Do I think this is really fucked up shit? Yes.
It is
fucked up crossing
shit.
The line?
It is
yes.
Yes. But they, I mean, in all due respect, they've all slept with each other at this point.
Correct. But speaking of sleeping with other people, allegedly, Real Housewives of Potomac star Robin Dixon's husband, Juan, was fired as the basketball coach.
Wait, just recently?
Yes.
Oh, fuck a duck.
The Real Housewives of Potomac husband, Juan Dixon, left his position as the head of basketball coach of Coppin State University. This came out after he was named in a lawsuit that claimed a former player of his was extorted and sexually assaulted by one of Juan's coaching staff, and that Juan allegedly failed to appropriately report this matter. Entering into this program just prior to the start of 2017-18 season, Juan had a 51-131 record with the Eagles during his time spent as the head coach.
Juan. It is not 2023 is not a good year for Juan.
2023, Juan, you better come on to Potomac next season, whether Robin is a friend or a housewife, and be on your best damn behavior.
Yes. Just stop, Juan. Stop
Juan.
It.
Juan, why don't you get off Instagram, Juan? Focus on LinkedIn. God.
LinkedIn. There you go. Or maybe you can be TikTok famous.
Well, you know what? We can only hope to aspire to do such things.
Teddy and I are TikTok famous.
I mean, we're not.
Wait, Teddy and I? Me and Teddy?
Me and Teddy. Who knows? People, here's the thing, Tamara. Everyone keeps messaging me, telling me how to say it and how
and
to
it's different
it.
Ways?
And I still don't, can't retain this information.
It's the, I know.
I mean, but I feel like I'm getting less and less smart. Is it that we?
It's probably hanging out with me.
Because we're sharing a brain. Yesterday I had to ask Slate to help me add something up because I couldn't even grasp 2 days this, 7 days here. Like I was like, write this down and help me. She's like, you have issues.
Well, I think the less you use your brain, it's like a muscle, right? Then you forget things. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well, let's take a little break so then we can come back and really use our big brains to recap Real Housewives of Miami.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So we are back.
Miami. Now, did you enjoy this reunion?
I enjoyed it, but gosh, it was a lot of slinging.
I started
thinking at the beginning, I'm like, we need to bring back secrets revealed for Miami, because even their unseen footage is so good. I'm like, I want, like, bring back the old stuff that we haven't seen and show us, because there's a lot of stuff that
we
missed.
Need to see it all, Andy. Now, I thought it was funny that they literally sat on the couch and they were there 1 minute and they're like, let's take a break. And then all of a sudden it's backstage where all the shit was at. There was more shit going on backstage than there was on that tiny little couch. And yes, it's a tiny couch. I made sure I looked at it. I'm like, oh my God.
What? Like, Marisol was sitting on Kiki's lap. There was one point where, like, Kiki was having to look around Marisol. And I know, like, Kiki needed to just rest her tit on Marisol.
I know. It kept popping How about out. When it kept popping out? Good problem to have. I know. I mean, I loved, within 10 minutes, two housewives were clapping obnoxiously at Alexia every time she did something.
I need to just listen. I think Alexia is a great housewife,
but
damn, she was exhausting.
She was exhausting this episode. I didn't agree with most of what she said. So Nicole, this is what I missed, and maybe it was on the show and I didn't see it. Nicole said if she didn't apologize to Julia, she would be canceled. And I kept thinking, what did she do? What did she do? And then they show where she says something along the lines of, you're not a feminist. You'll turn this into a LGBTQ, whatever.
Yeah, and she goes, but that's when she goes, I'm more that than you.
But was, like, that shown?
No, they showed that in
at the reunion, but that was not shown.
She said that at the reunion.
No, I know, but it wasn't. It was like a unseen clip.
Yeah, but she kind of went for everybody. There was, you know, the couches were so divided. Even when we got into, I mean, the only thing where the cast seemed fully aligned is when they talked about Julia and Martina. I thought that Julia did a really excellent job of talking about her relationship, about things that were going on in her life, and also she was really good at reflecting on some of her past
things. At one point she was saying something, Julia was, and I was like, she was talking about Martina's cancer, and I literally just got chills. It was just so sad.
Yeah, I mean, it was really
but the one thing we did find out is Alexia does not want to be known as the mean girl, as she's screaming at Adriana. I'm like, well, if you don't want to be known as the mean girl, then you might want to tone it down.
Yeah, I mean, if she...
She's calling her the devil.
I mean, she kind of... And then when she said to Lisa, oh, Lisa, you know, maybe your husband wouldn't have left you, like, done these things to you if you had more self-confidence.
If you didn't let him, I think she said.
But one of the things she's most upset with Adriana about is Adriana taking things and, you know, making parallels that ultimately hurt her. That's a parallel you shouldn't make right now. She's not in a place where she needs to be talked to about her self-confidence. And if she if she had a higher self-confidence, she wouldn't have been cheated on. I mean, that is...
Yeah.
That was a low blow. And that's what she said to her friend, her actual friend.
I know. She's just said she was out of line in so many ways. And it's like, what are you doing? She would not apologize for certain things and would overly apologize to Julia. And then it makes me wonder, was she worried about getting canceled? Was she worried that this was going to come up? Has she been worried about it all season?
I think she was probably trying to apologize, but she didn't believe in her apology. So it, you know, it was just a bunch of excuses. But kind of skipping over to Larsa a little bit, I believe more that Larsa's butt is real than I believe that she has sex. What was it? Oh, yeah.
Four times a night
for 23 years.
Ouch. Who has time for that?
Come on. I'm sorry. If you want to say every night, fine. Four times a night for 20.
But she was talking about her ex-husband while her boyfriend is in the... And why was he there? And not only him, it was a friend of hers in the dressing room.
I think that was her glam.
I thought it was a friend. I thought it said friend. And it was like, it's always been a close set. I don't understand unless he's going to go on stage.
I don't know. But I love when Andy gets mad at a housewife. She got a little bit of a tongue lashing.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't even understanding that what she said about Nicole was damning. But yet she's furious. Like, she's saying, well, I wasn't judging when I said out of wedlock. Like, there was just a lot of hypocritical things that Larsa did. Do I think she stirred it? A good job of stirring it? Yes. But I don't know.
There's a little bit of
much ownership.
Yeah. Andy, you could tell Andy wasn't having it either. He's like, does Larsa hit below the belt? And I think everybody put their hand up.
No, everybody on that couch.
Everybody on that couch.
That's what I'm saying. The opposite couches. The other couch can't even see. They're blinded by, like, the OG, except for Lisa. Lisa kind of stood up for herself throughout.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, no matter what Nicole does, the other side of the couch, most of them just hate her.
Well, clearly they have reason to, because she's first seat. Her life seems pretty good. I mean, Larsa even dogged out her job and said, I have a real job. I don't put people to sleep. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, that's what gave me chills, is she said that Nicole was actually the anesthesiologist for Martina.
Oh, yeah, when Julia said that.
Julia said that. And I was like, oh.
But I think, like, you can't – I get if you want to throw low blows, but, like, I don't get it. It just feels like
– Did you kind of feel like Andy did not believe half the stuff that Larsa was saying? He was really challenging everything she said.
Well, because, like, it's one thing to say, like, this is how I feel, but she tries to throw it out there and then pretend she said it in a different way.
Right, right.
But, like, you obviously, when you say, I didn't judge you for having a baby out of wedlock, you're putting that out there.
For sure.
Even then, saying that phrase is putting it out there.
She goes backstage and she goes to Marcus, like, how am I doing? Oh, you're doing great. And the other girl's like, they're not letting you talk. And then what did she say? She said, I just want to talk about you and I, Marcus. It's like, you do know he wasn't on the show. Like, there's not much to say.
Gertie did make me laugh when they said if she were to marry Marcus, if she would have both last names.
I know.
And all the girls were like, no.
Well, okay. No. So speaking of an account at Finsta, we talked about that earlier. Larsa created an account to take Nicole down.
I mean, Finstas are the new Birkenback.
Okay.
Every housewife has one.
I don't. So... Do we know what this account is?
I don't know what this account
is. We're going to have to ask Nicole about it.
We're going to have to ask Nicole. But Marisol says that she got a DM that Nicole didn't sleep with all the doctors, but many of them, and she was still married. Nicole says that was probably from Larsa's Finsta she created with zero followers. Larsa then throws... It seems like whenever... So Lars is called out for anything she does, then she hits below the belt, which is what she says. But then even the way she says it, she's like, I'm a winner. I win all the time. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, do you think you're winning right now?
She's iconic.
I hate to break it to you. He is iconic.
Well,
but she's not winning.
She's not winning. Fight. I had to laugh at how they did a flashback of the reunion back then for Miami. It was in the clubhouse.
Well, what about when Nicole said you were with a married man and Larsa says, no, I wasn't. And then they show the news
headlines.
Clipping of Malik Beasley. And I'm like,
oh, no.
I feel like I read that everywhere.
And then the whole mirror on the wall was brought up. I definitely think that mirror
should be in the clubhouse. I think that mirror is iconic.
And then Larsa going, oh, you couldn't have come up with that myself. And then Marisol going, I'm clever and I couldn't have come up with it by myself. I'm like,
I know.
Who gives a shit who came up with it? If it was her and her glam, whatever, it was great. I loved it.
What I didn't like is Larsa kept saying, like, Nicole has nothing going on in her marriage. And then she alluded that Anthony likes her and that's why he talks about her. And I'm like, wait.
She said Nicole looks like a chihuahua. Well, what about the unseen footage when they show the event where Kiki saying that she thinks all the models, she knows models that have allegedly hooked up with Lenny, and then they show the unseen footage at an event of Lisa's where Lenny didn't want to come in with the group and Lisa's pleading with him.
It doesn't even surprise me anymore. Every time Lenny's on the show, and it's been like this for a few years or forever, he's so disconnected. And that's why when Andy says, like, you can't tell me you were blindsided by this.
This is what doesn't make sense. Why can she say, oh, that's him. That's him at events. Like, it's one thing to say he's an introvert. He does not like events. But then you say he's obsessed with the Halloween party and wants 500 to 600 people there. So you either like attention and you like to be around people or you don't. Like, I can say, yes, I like attention. Do I love events? No.
No.
Like, it's
until we don't like events until we have a couple drinks.
If we have
then we're doing the worm on the floor.
Then we don't care what we're doing. We're going to figure out a way to stay until we get kicked out.
We're in bikinis walking in your backyard.
Yeah, but that's not an event. It's just my house. We can make a party anywhere. But my point is, you can't say I don't like going to events, and then, you know, that's one of your non-negotiables with your ex, you know, your future ex-wife. Yeah. But I don't know. I thought there was a lot.
So they have one more episode to the reunion, right? It's a three-parter?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
And then we're done. And then we're down to one Housewives show, right?
That means that another one must be coming soon.
Well, you would think.
Well, we'll have a girls' trip.
You did see Andy did. Yeah, girls' trip. You did say Andy did a video recently saying it's coming soon. It was on Watch What Happens Live, right?
Well, he said it looks so good. He was like, oh my gosh, I'm laughing out loud, old school, Orange County, can't wait. Which.
Did he just call me old? Good news. Did he just call me old?
No.
What about fan thoughts?
Fan thoughts.
Somebody said Marisol kept butting into every conversation. I don't remember that.
I do. Because I mean, I'm a butter in her as well, as we all know.
That's why we love you.
She
Butthead.
But she kept doing it in times that it didn't really make sense for her to do so.
She was on the couch a lot for a friend.
She was on the couch the whole time.
In time. So it's like, why can't we just call her a housewife? Because at this point, like,
come on. Obviously she's doing it for less money. Allegedly. So is Adriana, though. Yeah. But Adriana, What about the fight between Alexia and Adriana in the dressing room?
And I know.
We haven't even gotten to
that. She called her the devil and she's yelling at her. And Adriana did the best thing ever. She sat back and clapped. It was her second applause for the first 10 minutes of the show. Alexia was getting.
Well, I think that. Yeah, there's obviously so much bad blood in between those two. But I think that Marisol was just.
Well, Alexia telling Adriana that she needs to be medicated.
Oh, yeah. Not great.
Yeah, that's not good. But there was so much yelling, and that's another fan thought. Too much yelling. Even Andy dropped the F-bomb saying you guys are all effing talking at the same time, which is annoying.
I know. You started to see, like, different sides of their even faces because, like, normally they're so, like, protective of, like, the skin and how they look. Like,
right.
Then the next fan thought is Larsa is awful. How is OnlyFans more of a real job than being an anesthesiologist?
Oh, wait. Was that what she was referring to? That she puts people to sleep?
What other job is she talking about that Nicole she's saying doesn't have?
Nicole puts people to sleep and Larsa gets people up?
Gets something up.
Yep. So her job's more important.
I mean, of all the things, like, you maybe should have thought through that put down a little bit more.
She went to med school. I think she's fine.
You know what? As much as selling your feet on the internet is a really
is a very big,
big
talent.
Big talent.
You went to
job.
College for 8 years for that.
Oh, oh my damn. Gosh. But I mean, I think it's really good. I think what? Oh, the pee funnel. But where are you funneling that into? That's my question.
That goes, like, you squat on that, which is pretty big and it's soft. And then the pee comes out and you can have like a wiener or you can just take it off and go straight down. So
into a cup?
A toilet. Toilet. Now, I got
hold on. If you're going to a toilet, why do you need that?
Well, for me personally, I bought it. This one I had another one for my competition because you don't want to get pee on your leg because then your spray tan will drip.
This was when I had my on your leg.
Well, when you have a spray tan, I mean, I'm telling you, you are buttered up with spray tan. And if you pee and it happens to get one drop anywhere because you have to squat, you can't sit on the toilet because then you get spray tan.
Oh, because your ass is so tanned up?
Oh, God, you're so tanned. It's sticky. It's gross. It's thick. So I actually bought this. I never had to use it when I had my surgery because I knew it was going to be so hard to like sit. Because you can't use your stomach muscles. Sit down and get up. So I thought, well, if anything, I can just stand up like a guy and just, you know.
Yeah. Pee. I mean, I get it. But how often have you used it?
Never. That's why I'm putting my hands in it and licking it.
Oh, no. Nothing sexier than watching Tamara lick silicone. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. All right. I got to go to the green screen.
All right. Well,
lucky me.
We saw that Gina.
Gina looked hot. Did you see Gina's new interview look? I'm like, holy smokes, that girl's on fire. She looks really good. Really,
well,
really good.
Well, she said that she was doing taglines, which Tamara will not comment on this, but I will because I saw it with my own eyes that she said, we are filming taglines, which puts to rest any rumors that she has been demoted to a friend.
She has not been. I never believe that for 1 second. 1 second. So,
we should do a little questionnaire for our Twats followers. What do you guys think Tamara's tagline should be?
Okay, I'll put it on Instagram right now and ask.
All right. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.